April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting poetry by members of the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today, we'll hear poetry by Renqing Yang, a professor of sociology at Northern Michigan University, who received the 2011 Publication Award from the Association of Chinese and Asian Professors of Sociology in the U.S. for her bilingual Chinese-American poetry collection, Floating Willow Flowers. Here are excerpts from that collection.
Winter Tree, 冬天的树, 经过春天成长的烦恼, 到了夏日, 枝繁叶茂, 游人避雨遮阳, 秋风助他进入空巢时期, 到冬季便一身自在, 天然素养。 冬天的树, 叶尽枝稀, 风吹风顺, 雨落雨畅, 也不遮挡温暖的阳光。 冬天的树, 简约静谧, 有的人看见孤寂, 凄凉绝望, 有的人看见自持敏捷希望. After a spring of growing pains, you come to summer's full flourish and provide travelers with shade and shelter. Autumn helps you enter the empty nest stage. By winter, you stand against the sky all by yourself. O winter tree, with bare branches, as you like, let the wind go through, let the rain go through, let the snow go through, nor do you block the sun and let it shine on our earth. O winter tree, you stand quietly simple and plain. Some people see in you loneliness, desolation, and despair. Some people see in you self-sustaining, tranquility, and strength.
志在天国的母亲 二，母亲走后不几日， 万分痛苦的父亲在床头抽屉里看到了母亲为他准备好的针线盒， 里面放有穿好线的七根针。 一块深色的布条上， 并列憋着七根针， 每根都已穿好不同颜色的线， 同剪刀、线卷、扣带， 一同放在针线盒里， 就在床头边的抽屉内， 伸手可及。 啊，母亲， 在您最后的日子里， 担心走后， 父亲身边没人， 就背着大家， 穿好了不同颜色的针线， 等纽扣松了， 丢了， 父亲可以自己再钉。 可是母亲， 您的眼睛还在早些年就看不太清， 常叫孩子们帮忙， 每当您眼花时， 穿针不进。 在最后的日子里， 已经极度虚弱的您， 要穿好这七根针线， 该是一项多难的工程。 可以想象母亲， 当您把一根根选好颜色的线， 穿进一个个微小的针眼， 您倾注了怎样的深情， 又怀着怎样的依依难舍的苦痛， 耗费了怎样的耐心， 和多少难挨的时分。
Seven threaded needles.
数年来， 父亲穿的衣裤 多是您亲手缝制， 因为父亲身材特高大， 挺拔， 难以买到合适的尺寸。 啊，母亲， 40年代的您， 一位美丽清纯， 聪慧善良的女学生， 与一腔正气， 多才多艺的父亲 相识相知后， 便毅然放弃忧郁大家的舒适， 从此与父亲携手相许相守一辈子，从民国时期热血青年舍生忘死的理想追求，到新中国此起彼伏云缭雾绕的运动阵风，六十余在世道风雨嶙峋，您自始至终与父亲同心同行。您走后，望九之年的父亲千般不舍， 万痛苦难分。曾经硬骨铮铮、刚直不阿一生的男子汉，在您走后终日伤心喜泪，一病不起。不久之后，他老人家便随您而去。啊，母亲，您走后的这一切都知道吗？ 还有您为父亲准备好的针线盒，他一次也未动过。今天是5月20日，是父亲他老人家的忌日，我又在想你们，就写下这些回忆，为了您，也为了父亲。
Just a few days after mother left us, father, broken-hearted and in extreme pain and sorrow, found in the bedside drawer a sewing box mother had prepared for him. Inside, there were 7 threaded needles. On a small piece of dark-colored fabric, tied in a row, 7 needles, threaded of different colors, together with scissors, thread row, button bag, lying ordered in the sewing box. The sewing box was in the drawer, by the bedside, within an arm's reach. Oh, mother, in your last days, concerned that no one's left there to take care of father, you threaded the 7 needles in case a button got loose or lost from his shirts. Father could by himself easily fix it. But mother, your eyesight had become blurry in the early years and often asked the kids for help when you had trouble with threading needles. How come in your last days, physically so extremely weak and with blurred eyesight, you could complete threading the needles? It must be an insurmountable job. It is hard to imagine, mother, when you threaded through those tiny little needle holes, how many long hours passed with clinching pain, patience, and profound love. Over the years, father's clothing had mostly been handmade by yourself, because father is tall and big, often difficult to find the right size on the market. Oh, mother, in the 1940s, you were a young student, so pure, beautiful, intelligent, and kind-hearted, and the father, an idealistic young man, handsome and multi-talented. By fate, you found in each other the one. From the endless wars in the Republican era to the never-stopping movements in the People's Republic, 60 years of rugged winds, rains, and storms, you stuck with father, shared one soul and heart. Mother, do you know what happened? After you left, 90-year-old father became so confused and broke his heart. Once a strong and a courageous man, who bravely fought many battles in life, now soaked in tears of sorrow, deep in the sea of sadness. Shortly after your departure, father left us forever. He chose to join you. Also, mother, the 7 threaded needles you prepared for father were never touched. Today is May 20, the anniversary of father's departure. I'm missing you again, so I wrote down these words for you and for father.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, produced at the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm your producer and host, Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.